In 2016, I was raped by three men. Each of them left a dark mark on my soul. A very dark spot. In 2016, I emotionally divorced my husband. He was neglectful, apathetic, uncaring of my needs. 2016, I learned what my family really was. A shell. A harbor for self-loathing and fear of my emotions. I learned so many things in 2016. I learned what it looks like to lose yourself to fear. I learned what it feels like to lose all sense of who you are. I learned how hard it is to stop fucking the people who are using you for your body and discarding you as easily as a candy wrapper. In 2016, I broke. I shattered into a million tiny little pieces and was left to the scavengers, the manipulating assholes who troll the world in search of prey, in search of broken people who they can pick up and pretend to put back together. In 2016, I learned who I really was. I was a broken shell of a woman who was searching for love, searching for affection in the wrong places. I was looking into the darkness to find light, turning away from the world to look inward, trying to find anything that resembled goodness within myself. Spoilers! I didn't find it. I couldn't find it. Not for lack of looking, because I did look, but for lack of seeing. I could never have found it in my darkness. Her darkness so thick as to drown out all light. In 2017, I divorced my husband. I left him. I broke him. I killed the spark of hope he held for a dead relationship that he had hoped could last a lifetime. In 2017, I surrendered to the manipulation that kept me tight. I allowed a man to tell me syrupy lies. I let him lead me by the hand into his darkness, his despair. In 2017, I learned that I couldn't trust myself. In 2018, I tried to hide the darkness, tried to hide from the darkness. I thought I could hold it back, thought I could rise above it. I escaped the darkness that wasn't mine, stepped out of his reach, and did things with him. But in 2018, I stepped back into being used. I felt different about it. I thought that using them could be okay. I thought that if I used them, I wouldn't feel so used myself. Of course, I was lying to myself. I thought I could find someone who would help me. I thought I could make someone love me. I was a fool. In 2018, I found another darkness. I found someone I thought understood me, someone who could take care of all my needs. I found another manipulator. I found another dead end. I found more pain. In 2019, I severed that tie. I've learned from the previous manipulations, learned to spot the signs, I learned to trust myself more. In 2019, I met another suitor, someone I thought I could trust, someone who proved to be less than what he wanted to be. I'm still growing. I'm still learning. 2019. I cut him off at the pass. I cut him out before he could really sink his teeth in and destroy me. I cut off the dead wood and walked away. I'm growing. I'm learning. I'm stronger. 2019, the world is ahead of me. 2019, I'm taking back my life.